Hey, good morning. It's Craig Bennett, aka Cash Kick, here with DFS Army. Sorry, I've been out the last 3 or 4 days, been fighting a bug here. Could barely talk, but back at it. Voice is back, ready to knock out some content for you. So here we are on the NBA First Look podcast on a nice six gamer on Thursday, February 25th, 2021. Got some good games on tap today. Lots of value last night with the Spurs. Some hit, some didn't. But we'll jump right into this. And again, if you like these videos, hit that thumbs up button for me, subscribe to the channel. And now that we're all healthy, we'll keep knocking these videos out. So good to be back in the saddle. And let's just jump right into this. All right. Again, we'll go over news. We'll go over some injury stuff. I will do a sample FanDuel lineup, but I'll use DraftKings as I talk through the games and build a sample lineup as well. But like I said, at the end of the show here, we'll do a sample FanDuel lineup as well for you guys that are FanDuel guys. So let's just jump right into this and just kind of get after it. First game on tap, we have Dallas at Philly. 226 over under, Philly favored by 5.5. Kristaps Porzingis, the unicorn, is questionable. Maxi Kleba is questionable as well. And Seth Curry is probable on the Philly side. Again, over here on DraftKings, you know, Luka is 10-9. He is pretty expensive, but if the unicorn isn't going to go, I think we can fire up some Luka here. It's a spot where I don't think it's a must play. If Porzingis plays, I think it hurts him a little bit. There's a couple other studs I think I would rather pay for in better spots. So it's not a guy that I'm going to first plug in here, even if Porzingis is out. I still think, you know, we got Giannis and Jokic on this slate in a little bit better matchups where their team totals are way higher as well. So not sure I want to jump in here completely. 11K on FanDuel, again, pretty pricey. Sure, he has 80-point upside, but, you know, last four, 60, 42, 66, and 80 against the Pelicans. And again, we got Giannis going up against the Pelicans. And they're on a back-to-back, so I do kind of like those guys better. But again, Porzingis, 8K, 7,800 on FanDuel. And then like Maxi Kleba, again, questionable, 4,200 on DraftKings, 3,900 on FanDuel. The big thing is Rick Carlisle. You know, to try to understand his front court rotations, even with those guys healthy, is almost impossible. So if those guys both sit, he's probably going to start Powell again. But hell, Powell, Willie Cauley-Stein, you know, they could even, you know, he even played some, you know, Boban. He just kind of spreads the minutes out with his front court, and it's really hard to guess what he's going to do. So if those guys are both out, I don't think there's no smash plays, but we still got Powell at 3K, Boban at 3K, Willie Cauley-Stein at 3,300. I wish we could say, hey, this guy's going to play 25 minutes, but that hasn't been the case. You know, just last game when Powell started, you know, saw 11 minutes against Boston. So that's what's hard to get with Dallas and Rick Carlisle and trying to read this front court. So again, I think Embiid's going to body anybody that plays anyway. So not really excited about a lot of this. I think Josh Richardson at 4,700 on DraftKings, 4,700 on FanDuel as well is a fair price. He's been playing really good lately. 23-33 over his last two with pretty high minutes. I think if we get Porzingis out, I like Richardson a little bit. Finney Smith is always going to be in play, especially those big bodies out. He can play a lot of the four, ton of minutes. 4,300 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings. He's been about, you know, 0.64 fantasy points per minute. You know, he plays high minutes, not a guy that I love and gravitate towards. But on FanDuel, where you got to play two, I don't mind looking at him. Tim Hardaway Jr. off the bench, 4,800 on DraftKings. 4,800 on FanDuel, a guy that's kind of instant scoring. Had 37 against Memphis in 28 minutes. Again, he's going to put up a ton of shots. And even if he doesn't start, he's a guy that I don't mind looking at if these guys are out. And then Jalen Brunson, 5,200 on FanDuel. 4,600 on DraftKings is a good price. 29 and 34 over his last two. He's just pretty efficient, does a little bit of everything. He's kind of a guy I would look at if we don't have no Porzingis and Kleba. Sometimes he starts next to Luka. If not, if he comes off the bench and he's still going to play 28, 30 minutes, you know, for the season, he's 0.88 fantasy points per minute. Usage isn't crazy, around 20%. But I think he's a guy that we could look at if those guys are out. But we need this injury news. But just pricing-wise, looking at it, I think it's Richardson and Brunson and Hardaway for me, the guys that I would target on DraftKings. excuse me, I'm going to throw Brunson in this lineup, even though we don't know what's going on. I just like that price tag. Like I said, you could throw any of them, Hardaway in there, Richardson, but Brunson actually has the higher fantasy point per minute out of the three. And if we're going to get 30 minutes out of him, he feels kind of safe. Let's jump down here to Philly. Again, Seth Curry is probable. He is 5,400 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is sitting at 4K. So he's the kind of guy that we can look at on FanDuel more so than DraftKings. I don't want to pay 5,400 on DraftKings for him. Again, they're not a good team defensively. Joel Embiid is 10-4 on FanDuel, 9-9 on DraftKings, getting a little bit of a discount there. They don't have anyone to stop him. If I was going to pick anyone on the Philly side, I would definitely look at Joel Embiid. Ben Simmons at 9-4 on FanDuel is too expensive. 8-7 on DraftKings, no thank you. Tobias Harris, again, 8K on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. I just don't like a whole lot of this. I think it's, if you're going to play again anyone, I think it's just playing Embiid here on DraftKings. Not so much on FanDuel because I think I like Jokic a little better. So maybe a tournament play, but nobody I'm like dying to play. But yeah, you know, Embiid's been a 1.6 fantasy points per minute with a 33% usage rate for the season. So he's a guy that we know can smash. And Dallas's front court is pretty garbage. So I'm going to kind of skip this whole thing. Again, when all these guys are healthy, it's kind of tough to figure out which one you want. But you know, if you're going to look at anybody, it is definitely Embiid. Let's head on over to the next game, Orlando at Brooklyn. We have a 227.5 over under. Brooklyn favored by 8. It looks like Brooklyn has waived Shumpert, but he hasn't seen any court time anyways. Kevin Durant is still out. Jeff Green is questionable. Landry Shamet is questionable. TLC is probable. Luau Cabarro, that is. And then it looks like the Brooklyn has signed two guys to 10-day contracts, Tyler Cook and Andre Roberson. I don't really matter here. You know, for the Brooklyn side, we'll start on the Orlando side, though. Again, bigs against Brooklyn's always been a thing. So Vooch 9-9 on FanDuel is kind of a fun price there. Over on DraftKings, 10K. Again, he is priced up here. But he's got some monster games here. 41, then a 64, and a 74. You know, there's upside here playing against Brooklyn for sure. I don't know if I'm going to go here in my cash games. I'm not going to throw them in this lineup just because as I was going through things, there's a few guys that I would rather play. But Vooch, you know, 10K, 1.39 fantasy points per minute for the season. You know, usage only around 29%, but with no Aaron Gordon there, you know, him being out, he just gets a little bit more usage, a few more shots, a few more rebound opportunities, and all that kind of adds up. So Evan Fournier, 6,800 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. He's had some hot games and some bad games. 24, 47, 47, and 21 over his last four. So as you can see, he's kind of all over the map. That's kind of how he's been his whole career. I think, you know, you can take a look at him. He's going to play probably the most minutes outside of Vooch here. You know, and again, the price is up where there's not a ton of meat left on the bone, but you know, if he's got a chance to put up 45 or 50, there is, it's just, it's a volatile position. I mean, a volatile person here. I don't know if I'm going to play that, you know, Terrence Ross, 6,700 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel, better price on FanDuel. I can't pay that for him. Carter Williams, 5K on FanDuel. Again, we got no Cole Anthony, so he should start again. 5,600 on DraftKings. 27, 24, 25 over his last three. I think he's a better play on FanDuel than he is DraftKings. You know, not real excited about playing anyone else besides these guys. On DraftKings, I guess you can kind of look at playing Michael Carter-Williams, but I don't love it. I think it's very much just Vooch, Fournier, and Carter-Williams here if you're going to take a choice. But I... You know, Brooklyn gives up a ton of points, man. So I don't mind these guys in tournament options at their price, but I don't think they're going to be a cash play for me. Not on this slate, but those are the three guys I look at. And Terrence Ross is just way too expensive at this price on DraftKings, more so a FanDuel play. Again, let's go over look on the Brooklyn side with a 117 implied team total. You know the deal here. It's going to be all Harden. It's going to be all Irving with no Durant. Harden is 10-8 on DraftKings, 11-2 on FanDuel. Definitely priced up, but a guy you got to look at. Kyrie Irving is 8,800 on FanDuel, 8,900 on DraftKings. So we get a discount here on FanDuel, and I don't mind taking a little Kyrie Irving here. at that price. I think you can play him on both sites. Michael Carter-Williams is going to have nothing for Kyrie here. And again, these guys are going to lead the team and everything. You can look at Bruce Brown, 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel. It's a guy that you can kind of look at here. Joe Harris, 5,500 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. Another guy that's going to be kind of the third scorer on the team. And maybe if we get TLC and Shamet out, maybe it boosts some of these other secondary plays that we could look at, but we'll need that news. Same kind of thing with Jeff Green. If he was going to be out, you know, maybe see a little bit more of Jordan, 28 and 43 over his last two, and they might need his size against Vooch anyways, especially if Jeff Green is out. We might see a ton of him. They do have Nicholas Claxton that could come back and play some minutes, to back up Jordan as well. But I think they're going to need Jordan's size up here against Vooch. So, again, he doesn't play a whole lot of defense, so that's why Vooch could actually just dominate here. But a guy that we could probably look at 5,600 at the center position. So I think we're going to slide him in here at the center position just as a price point. And if Jeff Green is out, if Jeff Green plays 4,700 on DraftKings, over here on FanDuel being 4,700 as well, I think he's a price point because he plays a lot of those backup center minutes for Brooklyn here. So, but we'll throw Jordan in this lineup. Again, Harden and Irving are very much in play. I'm just still gravitating towards playing some Giannis and some Jokic here. So, again, no problem playing Harden, no problem playing Irving. They're just not going to make this initial lineup that I'm going to build. Let's head on over to the next game. Sacramento at the New York Knicks. 222 over-under. New York Knicks favored by two. Looks like Norvell Pell used to play for the Brooklyn, is signed to a 10-day contract for Sacramento. Hassan Whiteside is out. On the Knicks side, Austin Rivers is probable. Julius Randle is probable. Elf on the Shelf, Peyton, is doubtful, and Nerlens Noel is probable. Let's on the Sacramento side, and Luke Walton, please fire him. I'm just going to start it out right there. We got our wish. We got Saunders fired for Minnesota. It's fantastic. Now Minnesota guys can actually play a real rotation. And we just get Luke Walton out of the damn NBA coaching. Please, put him on as assistant coach somewhere. But stop letting this dude coach a damn NBA team. It's so frustrating. De'Aaron Fox, 7,800 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 7,700. I like that price over on FanDuel. DraftKings probably won't get to him because we're probably going to play some studs here. But I don't mind him here against the Knicks. I think we want the guards on the Knicks side, though, a little bit more than on the Sacramento side. Halliburton's been playing out of his mind. 6,600 on DraftKings, 7,500 on FanDuel. Better price on DraftKings. 40 and 35 minutes over his last two games. 52, 48, 31 over his last three. Again, just does a little bit of everything. I think this is a fair price on DraftKings. On FanDuel, it's definitely priced up a little bit, but I think it's a price that we can look at playing. And again, not too bad there on DraftKings. I'm not going to slide him in here, but I do like, just looking at price-wise, I do like him a lot here. Rashawn Holmes, 5,700 on DraftKings is a real fair price for him. He's priced at 6,400 on FanDuel, so get a little bit of discount here. So maybe if we didn't want to go Jordan and we wanted to go Rashawn Holmes, I'm perfectly fine with that. We don't got no Whiteside. Bagley's probably going to have to pick up a few more minutes. And I don't think, we don't even have Pell on here, so I doubt he's getting, I don't even know if he's cleared to play. But again, with no Whiteside, Holmes and Bagley should see some more minutes down here. So I don't mind Holmes at all. We might even throw him in here instead of Jordan in this lineup. Again, don't mind both ways. You can play both of them if you want to. I just know that I can sniff some Jokic on this coming up here against Washington, and I kind of want to save some room for him. But again, Halliburton will be my next guy. Buddy Hield, 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,400 on FanDuel, 1.04 fantasy points per minute, 15% usage. It's all about a shot. If a shot's not falling, he's not doing anything for you. I would much rather go Halliburton on DraftKings. It's not even close for me, even paying 500 more. On FanDuel, they're $1,100 apart. I can see maybe playing, maybe you want to play, I'm sorry, Hield is 5,800 on FanDuel. They're almost 2K apart. I can see if you want to play him a little bit more than Halliburton there. But on DraftKings, it's easily Halliburton over Buddy Hield for me. Not even close. Harrison Barnes, 6,200 on FanDuel. 5,900 on DraftKings. I think he's okay. Nobody on like Jones in the play. Bagley, 6K on FanDuel, 5,700 on DraftKings. Another kind of guy that's he can get it done. Going up against Randall, ain't too worried about it. 28, 24, 48, and 36 over his last four. Again, but you have Luke Walton coaching this team, and you don't know his rotations. You don't know what he's going to do. He don't know what he's going to do on a nightly basis. So it's always rough to take these guys, even though they have some talent that you want to attack. I think Holmes and Halliburton are probably the safest plays for me. And the guys that I would like probably the most. Let's head on over to the Knicks side here. I think we're going to get some value here. We talked about how there's no elf on a shelf, Peyton. Derrick Rose, 4,600 on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel. We should see some bigger minutes out of him. 37 as last game against Golden State. With no elf on a shelf, the minutes should be here for him. We should see 30, 32 minutes out of him. But 1.10 fantasy points per minute, I don't know how you don't play him here. Point guard, shooting guard eligible here. We'll throw him in the second guard spot. I think that's a fair price for him. And again, same kind of thing. Well, we got quickly 4,100 on DraftKings. He's going to have to play some backup point guard minutes. You got to love it. He's only 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings. I think he's squarely in play as well. 7, 6, 17, and 28 over his last four, but the guy's been over a fantasy point per minute for the season. And if we can get, 24 to 26 minutes out of him, he can clearly pay this off. So a guy that we'll look at, we'll throw him in here in this lineup. I think if I was going to lean one, though, I would lean Rose over quickly. I don't mind playing them together. Just there's going to be some value. Someone's going to have to handle the ball with no alpha out there. So definitely one of those guys. Julius Randle, 8,900 on FanDuel, 9,100 on DraftKings. No problem playing him up against a Sacramento team that doesn't have anyone for him. Bagley doesn't have anything for him. I'm not going 9,100 on DraftKings though. As more of a FanDuel play, where you got to play two power forwards. That's where I would look. So, I think it's more of the guards. Nerlens Noel, 5,400 though on FanDuel. He's priced at 4,800 on DraftKings going up against Sacramento. I'm okay with it. 21, 23, 20, 24 of his last four. Been pretty consistent around that 5X mark. Not a whole ton of upside, but on FanDuel, you get 3 points per block. I don't mind it, but he is priced up a little bit. If he's going to play around 28, 30 minutes, he could get you there, but nobody that I'm dones into play. But again, I like that he's power forward eligible on FanDuel where you can slide him in. But I would focus on the guards here. You got Alec Burks as well, I guess, at 4K. He's going to play some minutes, maybe a few more shots. But there's definitely value here on both FanDuel and DraftKings on the Knicks side. They're all just priced wrong. RJ Barrett, 5,500 on both sides. I do think it hurts a little bit that we have, the Rose might play a little bit more. He's going to take away some of that usage from Barrett, but he's still cheap enough. I don't mind playing Barrett at 5,500 on DraftKings and 5,500 on FanDuel. I think it's a fair price. No problem playing them guys. So you're going to want some Knicks in here playing against Sacramento. I prefer to kind of look at the guards and then maybe Barrett and then Burks would be a fourth here. If you think Noel gets into foul trouble, Taj Gibson's always an interesting option. 3,500 on FanDuel, 3,200 on DraftKings. Just kind of a filler piece. Now, Austin Rivers is also probable here, so I'm not sure if he's going to get in the rotation or not. So I would focus on Rose and quickly and kind of move on. Next game we got here is the Clippers at Memphis. 228 over under. Clippers favored by 8. Lou Williams is going to play today. Patrick Patterson is out. And on Memphis side, Dylan Brooks is questionable. So on the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, 9,300 and 8,800 respectively on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, 9,700 for Kawhi, 8,600 on FanDuel. I like that price on FanDuel for Paul George. I don't mind paying that. Lou Williams, 5,500 on FanDuel, 6,100 on DraftKings. I can't pay that price for Lou Will on DraftKings. FanDuel, though, shooting guard position, 5,500. I guess I could look there, but again, good old, they could just go so many ways here. Not super excited. They do have 117.5 implied team total. You could, play some of these guys. I just lean Paul George on FanDuel and on DraftKings. Not sure I'm going to go with any of these guys. I mean, Paul George, Nicholas Batum's cheap at 4,600, I guess, if you want to look at him. But again, he hasn't done anything over his last few games. The minutes have been there, but the shots haven't been there. It's basically Kawhi Leonard and Paul George show, and it's really hard to get behind any of these guys as long as those guys are playing. So I would just say on this slate on DraftKings for me, I'm not touching them. But if you wanted to play in tournament options, I think they'll be low owned. But on FanDuel, I do like that price on Paul George over there, 8,600. On the Memphis side, John Morant, 7,400 on DraftKings over here on FanDuel. He's priced at 7,200. Again, tough matchup with these guys back for the Clippers, so not super excited about it. But cheap enough, I think there's a little bit of upside here. JoVal, 7,500 on FanDuel, 7,000 on DraftKings. I like that price on DraftKings. But 31, 28, 37, 42 over his last four. You always worry about the minutes with him. He usually never plays over 30 minutes. 1.23 fantasy points per minute, though. You know, I think if you're going to attack the Clippers, it's with the bigs. So JoVal would be the guy I would have over Morant because I think they can put Kawhi on Ja, and it's going to screw him up pretty well. So I would prefer going JoVal if you're going to choose anyone here. But again, not super excited, again, to play anyone on this game. They can play a ton of people. The minutes are usually kind of all over the place. I think this is kind of one of those games where you kind of play a couple of the studs on the Clipper side and you kind of move on here. I think these next two games are where you're going to want to attack things. So let's move on just to Washington at Denver. Denver favored by 7, 236.5 over under. We finally get some hammer games where we have some nice totals. Davis Bertans is questionable for Washington. Denver, we have Paul Millsap out. Jamichael Green is out. PJ Dozier is still out. So again, on the Washington side, Bradley Beal, 9,200. Westbrook, 9,500. You know, with both these guys playing, Westbrook's 9,200 on FanDuel, 9,800 for Bradley Beal on DraftKings. So they're kind of flip-flopped here. I think Westbrook's the better play on FanDuel. I think Westbrook's been playing way better here. 52, 63, 61, 52 over his last four. I have no problem playing Westbrook on both sides, but a great price on FanDuel with the way he's been playing, the minutes he's been playing. Just been a machine, almost triple doubles. It seems like almost every night. Missed it by one rebound, but before that, missed it by one assist and then two triple doubles. So he's just constantly putting up points here. No problem sliding him in. You know, we do have some value with Rose and Quickly and maybe some Brunson, or maybe you want to slide in Rose here and then and throw Westbrook in this lineup. We'll have to see kind of how this works out. So maybe let's throw Westbrook in this lineup. I don't know if we'll do this. I don't know if we'll have the money because I kind of want Jokic pretty bad here on the other side, but kind of see what we'll end up with. We do this route and we take Brunson out. But again, we're just kind of building this on the fly. Again, Bradley Beal, I just prefer Westbrook with what he's been doing with assists and rebounds. I think you can play him, but he's on this slate with the other studs. It's not going to be a primary option for me. Westbrook by far. Rui, 6K on FanDuel, 5,900 on DraftKings, 24, 24, 31, 26 over his last four. The minutes are there, but he just doesn't get the shots, the rebounds. He's been kind of a disappointment there, but you got to understand two alpha males that are, you know, have over 30% usage, close to 35% usage. It's really hard for any of these guys really to do anything. If Bertans was out, I guess you can, if Bertans is out, I guess you could look at maybe, you know, maybe playing Wagner a little bit. Maybe he plays a little bit more power forward, 4,900 on FanDuel. He is priced at 3,600 on DraftKings, 37 points against the Clippers there. But that game kind of got out of control and they lost by 20. So we all know his upside with Wagner. And he's cheap enough on DraftKings. I play him on FanDuel at 4,900. I couldn't do it. But if we got Bertans out, he makes an interesting play. So I'd put him on the maybe if we have no Bertans, because someone else is going to have to play the four. It can't be Rui playing the three and four everywhere. And Lopez and Lynn are true centers. So, you know, they can play some Mo Wagner at the four. So I don't mind that price. It's a real cheap price there at 3,600. So we'll just kind of have to play it by ear and wait for that news. But again, I'm not sure we'll need him. Not sure we'll get there. Need that news over on the Denver side. Again, I was talking about Jokic, 10-4 on DraftKings, 10-8 on FanDuel, going up against Washington. He should be able to kill whoever's out there. Just playing great ball. 58, 43, 59, 59 over his last four. They have nobody for him. I don't care if whoever they put up, Jokic is just going to dominate. You know, if they try to put, you know, Alex Len or Robin Lopez on him, he just pull them out of the 3-point line, and those guys are so lost, and they have no, they're just slow. Yeah, I want to get some Jokic in here, but the thing is, when I play Westbrook, it kind of limits, are you going to play Jokic or are you going to play Giannis? And I kind of like Giannis and Jokic both, but maybe we do Westbrook and Jokic, or maybe we do a Westbrook and Giannis. Those are the three guys I'm really looking at on DraftKings. But the other guys on over here on DraftKings, Murray's 8,400 on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel. Big upside. You're going to want some of this game. 49, 48, 5, 68, 61 over his last four. He's been constantly putting up. You'll have low ownership with guys going stars and scrubs. I like him on both sides. No problem playing him. Again, with all these guys out on Denver, you know, we can look at Will Barton, 5,100 on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel. Michael Porter Jr., 6K on DraftKings, 5,700 on FanDuel. I don't think I love the price on DraftKings. I think it's more of a FanDuel play at that small forward position for me. I like that price. He's got more upside than Will Barton at the minutes that he's been playing. So those guys I would look at. I really wouldn't look at anybody else. I would focus on those four guys. You know, I mean, I guess you could look at it's really hard. Like, I guess you could look at Morris, you know, 22, 33 over his last two. He plays, you know, if he's going to play mid-30s minutes, he's 4,700 on FanDuel, 4,800 on DraftKings. It's kind of a fringe play for me. I'd much rather go to Rosen quickly, so it's not somebody that I'm super excited to play. So I would focus on Jokic. And if you don't play Jokic, I look at maybe a Will Barton or Porter Jr. Or if you don't want to play like a Westbrook, maybe throw a Murray in here at lower ownership. And if he can get you a 50-burger at 8,400, you'll love it and want to jump all over it. So definitely somebody to look at here. Again, let's just move on to the next game where we have the Pelicans at Milwaukee. Milwaukee favored by 9, 241.5 over under. Jrue Holiday is doubtful. Bobby Portis is probable. Again, the Pelicans coming off a back-to-back where Detroit gave him a fight last night, which is pretty surprising. Zion, 8,600 on DraftKings, 8,500 on FanDuel. He's in play in both spots, but Milwaukee really doesn't give up a ton of points in the paint. That's what always worries me about playing Zion. You know, he did put up 45 in 34 minutes against Milwaukee earlier this season. So, I mean, he's just a stinking tank. But 49, 48, 32, and 53 over his last four. Played 31 minutes last night. Back-to-back, you got to worry a little bit about it with how big that guy is. You know, but, you know, he's been playing good minutes all season, and he's been holding up. But on a back-to-back, worries me a little bit. But 1.24 fantasy points per minute on the season leads the team. Ingram, 7,900 on DraftKings, 8K on FanDuel. I can't go there. Lonzo Ball, 6,600 on FanDuel, 6,300 on DraftKings. I could look at him in tournaments, but not super excited. Hart's been a guy that's been, you know, 5,400 on Draft FanDuel, 5K on DraftKings. Talking about all over the map. 15, 40, 26, 14 over his last four. He just will slide into these monster games once in a while. But against Milwaukee, again, not super excited about playing any of these guys, really. I would maybe look at Zion, and that's about it. Like, if you think it's going to be a blowout, maybe look at some Hernan Gomez at 4,500, maybe. Back up Steve Adams, but not super excited. Maybe, man, it's tough. It's really tough out here on a back-to-back against Milwaukee. I think I'm going to focus more on the Milwaukee side, and that value I just like in the Knicks so more. So, not going to play much of these guys outside of Zion. Over here on the Milwaukee side, Giannis is 11-4 on FanDuel, 11K on DraftKings. This is why I said I do like some Giannis here against the Pelicans. 1.66 fantasy points per minute on the season. The minutes, you know, have been there. Last game against Minnesota where they just blew him out, only played 29 minutes, but still put up 66 fantasy points. Before that, 67, 73, 53, 33, 36, 37 minutes. You got to like Giannis here. If this game stays close, you got to like Giannis. So this is where I'm like, do you do a Jokic Giannis? Do you do a Westbrook Giannis? You know, those are the three guys that I'm really looking at for spend-ups on this slate that I really want to focus on. And we still have Harden and Kyrie, you know. I just don't know who I'm going to fit in. I kind of like this Jokic-Westbrook lineup, but I also like, you know, maybe we go Giannis-Westbrook. I kind of like that as well. You're not going to fit more than two of them in. I think that's where you're going to struggle with. Chris Middleton's been all over the map. 7,600 on FanDuel, 8,200 on DraftKings. 35, 62, 37, 29 minutes. His shots at least are starting to come up to 20, because there was a stretch where his shots were just ridiculous. The game is 13 shots against Toronto, 8 shots against Toronto, 13, 14. This guy should be taking double-digit shots with no Jrue Holiday. It's ridiculous. For some reason, you know, good old Bud wants to play a ton of Pat Connaughton, which is, he's just absolutely trash. DiVincenzo, it's kind of like, let Middleton shoot. He's your second best option behind Giannis. It's ridiculous. Bobby Portis, 5,600 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings is a guy. It's always going to be a tournament option, especially if this thing got a little out of control. No problem playing some Bobby Portis on both sides here. I don't even mind playing him with Giannis. It's a fair enough price. Pat Connaughton, like I said, 4,200 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. Another kind of guy that's all over the map, but you know, Bud wants to give minutes for whatever reason. But 21, 25, 18, 14. I do like he's a small forward position, so we could slide him in if we wanted to there. Brian Forbes, 3,700 on DraftKings, 4,200 on FanDuel. Another kind of guy that just randomly has big games, especially in blowouts. 35 against Minnesota, but again, that was a blowout game. But if you kind of feel like it's going to be the same against the Pelicans, maybe the Pelicans on that back-to-back are kind of hurting, maybe he's a guy you slide in at 3,700. He's shown he has upside when he gets some minutes, and he's super aggressive. And again, that kind of hurts some of these guys looking for those shots. So DJ Augustin is only 3,900 on FanDuel, 4,100 on DraftKings. Again, 23-15, 23-15. I think there's some value on this Milwaukee side for sure and this guards. It's just figuring out which one's going to do what. So I'd kind of rotate them around. I feel like, if DJ is going to start and get the minutes, he's the cash guy. And then if Forbes is going to, be off the bench and maybe we feel like it's going to be out of control, maybe he's your tournament option. So I would look there. But this is the problem where we have so many cheap guards. Maybe I'll take Westbrook out of this lineup and we'll throw in, maybe we'll go DJ Augustin here, or we could go Forbes here. And then now we can go back to, we can put Giannis at the power forward position. We'll come back here and we'll play Jokic at the center position. Leaves us the 5-5 left, kind of fitting stuff around. Say Bobby Portis game. We can throw him here if we want to as well, and it leaves with 5,200 left for a small forward. Or we could say, hey, maybe we want to throw in Pat Connaughton at 4,200, and it leaves with 5,900 at the power forward position, which is another way we could go as well. Again, I think you're going to want a part of these last two games. They got the highest team totals on them. They're the games you want. I think you could stack up these last two games and sprinkle in maybe some New York Knicks value that we saw, like Brooklyn. I'm just looking at the studs. Orlando's got a few pieces, but not super excited. The Clippers and Memphis, two teams that play a lot of guys. The minutes are all over the place. Really need the news on the unicorn with Porzingis and Kleba, because it could open up some minutes for some of those guys that we talked about, and Hardaway and Brunson. Which could fill out that small forward position that we're kind of looking at and having a hard time filling. So that's kind of how I like looking at this real quick. Let's jump over on FanDuel real quick and kind of build a sample lineup here as well. Like I talked about what we would do and just kind of feel out how things would look. So again, I think we talked about the guard value here with Derrick Rose being 5,700. There's no elf on a shelf. I definitely want to play him. We talked about Quickly here, 4,600 at shooting guard, which is nice. I want to slide him in this for sure. And then the studs, like I talked about. I don't know if we're going to get to Westbrook here because there's so much guard value at FanDuel. So I always want to look at where the value is at and then focus on the value in that position and maybe not pay up for the stud. But if you want to be contrarian, a lot of people are going to do the same thing. Maybe that's where you play Westbrook. But if we're talking cash lineups here, I'm playing the Joker. Just no questions asked here. Playing Giannis, again, we still have 5,500 here because we have so much value at this guard position up here. I think we can look at Randall as well against Sacramento, 8,900. I have no problem playing him. another guy we can look at. There's just so much value with the Knicks playing Sacramento that, you know, we could even look at playing Alec Burks for 4K if we wanted to. You know, we could look at playing, you know, maybe some Grayson Allen, Forbes. Like, I love Forbes in tournaments, man. Like I said, if it gets out of control, Forbes is a very interesting play for 4,200. And he can put up a really good number here. And like I said, we could go here and play. We want to play DJ Augustin here for 3,900. I don't mind playing him and Forbes. Maybe Wilson, DJ Augustin gets us 25, and then Forbes gets there in the fourth quarter in a little bit of blowout run if we think they're going to kill the Pelicans. And I don't mind, going something like this. And then a small forward, we got 5,250 to play with. Coming around here, we got RJ Barrett, 5,500, Joe Harris at 5,300. Maybe Josh Hart gets some more run if it's a blowout on the other side of Milwaukee. That's something I don't mind. We've seen upside for him. Josh Richardson, I'd love if we're going to see, Porzingis out. He's the kind of guy. So there's a lot of guys in this range that I kind of like. Will Barton at 5K. Michael Porter Jr. slides perfect in this lineup. Throw Michael Porter Jr. here with Richardson. Again, hope Forbes gets some blowout run. I really love this lineup. Again, I think I would focus with the Knicks value and look Giannis and Jokic. And again, power forward here. You could look at Zion. I think Randall's going to be a little bit safer for me, but Zion there as well. If you want to come down to Bagley and these guys, I feel like it's a pay up spot. I feel like the values at the guards on FanDuel, same thing on DraftKings. And the pay up positions are down at power forward and center for me. So that's kind of how I look at the FanDuel build. Like I said, if people are going to, do some value up here, maybe you want to look at saying, well, I don't want to play Giannis. I want to play Westbrook because I love this price. And do something like this, and then power forward, we get off Giannis, and we're like, well, maybe Bagley's going to have us a game. Maybe Mo Wagner's going to play a little bit here, but if we throw like Bagley in this lineup, leaves us with, again, same kind of thing here where we could throw in a Michael Porter Jr. here. So it just changes your lineup completely where we have Bagley at 6K. We have Russell who has, 60-point upside. And then we can still play Richardson and Porter at the small forward position. So simple thing like that. Maybe it's a quick single entry play for you or three max, something like that. But I do feel like the cash game way is going to be kind of the punt, the point guard position. But I definitely don't mind this as well. That feels pretty safe. Bagley's the one that worries me a little bit here. But over his last four, 27, 23, 48, and 33, they're probably going to need his size. No Westbrook out there. He could play a few more minutes. So this is just a way to look at it. But again, appreciate you guys sticking around with me. Apologize for being out around the last 4 days, just trying to get healthy. But glad to be back in the saddle doing this content for you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. If you don't mind on the way out, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and look out for a few more videos today. I'm going to drink a little bit more coffee. Make sure the voice is still there and knock out a few more videos. But with that, I appreciate each and every one of you. I will see you on the flip side, and let's win some money on the Six Gamer. Deuces.